Hello, see my greetings today. It has been good, though there was some tension here in South Sudan. God has really helped us, and we thank God for that. All is well, and all is calm. Welcome to today's studies. I want to believe that you remember when we left. I was talking on the book of Philemon, which I covered from verse 1 to verse 7. Today's study begins the third session, which I'm going to divide into two sections. One is going to be from verse 8 to verse 12. The second session on this part is going to begin from verse 13 to 18. Before we do that, I want to invite us to pray. Oh God, we thank you for who you are. You really help us. We are so grateful that you are sustaining us each day. May you open up our minds as we study your word. May we receive it well, and may we apply it appropriately in our lives. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we begin today from a very good section. I see it to be a very vital part, which I want us to pay close attention to it and learn a lot. In normal situations, elder people always come in through when young people are faced with difficulties, and especially when one person is undergoing some threats. The elder person will come and plea for the release of that person. For example, in the court or in the police station, an elderly person would always come to plea for the release of the one who has been put in the custody. We are seeing in this section Paul, who is a spiritually mature person, making a plea to Philemon to receive back Onesimus in love. That is a very crucial part, because we must know that it is good to stand up for others, especially when they are in difficulties. Verse 8, accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you, I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. Paul took the responsibility to persuade Philemon to receive back Onesimus. It was not an accident, it was intentional. He has right to say that I'm bold enough to command you, because he's a spiritually mature person. Other people will refer him as a spiritual father. For that matter. But in this case, he's leaving that command. But say that for the sake of love, I am going to plead with you to receive back Onesimus. You know, love always takes a very important role. As a believer, you have to always find a place for love in your heart. If you are to command, and especially when you are in a position of high authority, it is always good to find a place of love in your heart, so that as you command, you also know that people deserve to be loved and to be received with humble hearts. So he said that instead of me commanding you as a spiritually mature person, I preferred to plead with you in love. That is a very vital statement, which is very important to note in this part. And so he appealed to him, calling him his child. I think we are spiritual children of those who brought us to Christ. He called himself Father. In fact, if you are the one who brought somebody to Christ and whom the Holy Spirit used to bring or to convict somebody over the sins, then you are spiritually mature than them. They are younger. They are younger than you. And you are older than them. Would probably refer to them as children for that purpose. So, he's referring to Onesimus here as a child. And he has a right to say so. He's saying that this man was useless to him, and now has become useful, both to him and to Philemon as well. That is a very important key. There is no person who is useless, actually. I think it's from personal opinion that he said that point. But later I realized this person is indeed important and useful to him. There's nobody in our lives who is useless, and nobody who is an accident. In fact, we need one another. We need all the time to stay with one another and equip one another, because we are all important. Paul at this particular time was in prison in Rome, and so he was right to call himself a prisoner, and was in prison not for other purpose but for the sake of the gospel. And so he preferred to call himself prisoner and to appeal to Philemon with all his heart. It's one thing to just say something on the surface, but it's another to speak from the bottom of your heart with love and care. May we always have that love in our hearts and see everybody as useful and not useless. May we find a place of love in our hearts. May we always plead for others who are in trouble. May we always find in our hearts a place for acceptance, a place to help others, especially when they are in difficulties. May we as believers care for those who are spiritually weak or who are still children spiritually. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the next session. May we pray. Thank you, Lord, because of your word, which has spoken to us today strongly. May you help us to apply it in the right places for the right purpose. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello. See my greetings today. It has been good, though there was some tension here in South Sudan. God has really helped us, and we thank God for that. All is well, and all is calm. Welcome to today's studies. I want to believe that you remember when we left. I was talking on the book of Philemon, which I covered from verse 1 to verse 7. Today's study begins the third session, which I'm going to divide into two sections. One is going to be from verse 8 to verse 12. The second session on this part is going to begin from verse 13 to 18. Before we do that, I want to invite us to pray. Oh God, we thank you for who you are. You really help us. We are so grateful that you are sustaining us each day. May you open up our minds as we study your word. May we receive it well, and may we apply it appropriately in our lives. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we begin today from a very good section. I see it to be a very vital part, which I want us to pay close attention to it and learn a lot. In normal situations, elder people always come in through when young people are faced with difficulties, and especially when one person is undergoing some threats. The elder person will come and plead for the release of that person. For example, in the court or in the police station, an elderly person would always come to plead for the release of the one who has been put in the custody. We are seeing in this section Paul, who is a spiritually mature person, making a plea to Philemon to receive back Onesimus in love. That is a very crucial part, because we must know that it is good to stand up for others, especially when they are in difficulties. Verse 8. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you, I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. Paul took the responsibility to persuade Philemon to receive back Onesimus. It was not an accident, it was intentional. He has right to say that I'm bold enough to command you, because he's a spiritually mature person. Other people will refer him as a spiritual father, for that matter. But in this case, he's leaving that command, but say that for the sake of love, I am going to plead with you to receive back Onesimus. You know, love always takes a very important role. As a believer, you have to always find a place for love in your heart. If you are to command, and especially when you are in a position of high authority, it's always good to find a place of love in your heart, so that as you command, you also know that people deserve to be loved and to be received with humble hearts. So he said that instead of me commanding you as a spiritually mature person, I preferred to plead with you in love. That is a very vital statement, which is very important to note in this part. And so he appealed to him, calling him his child. I think we are spiritual children of those who brought us to Christ. He called himself father. In fact, if you are the one who brought somebody to Christ and whom the Holy Spirit used to bring or to convict somebody over the sins, then you are spiritually matured than them. They are younger. They are younger than you, and you are older than them. Would probably refer to them as children for that purpose. So he's referring to Onesimus here as a child, and he has a right to say so. He's saying that this man was useless to him, but now has become useful, both to him and to Philemon as well. That is a very important key. There is no person who is useless, actually. I think it's from personal opinion that he said that point, but later he realized this person is indeed important and useful to him. There's nobody in our lives who is useless. and nobody with an accident. In fact, we need one another. We need all the time to stay with one another and equip one another, because we are all important. Paul at this particular time was in prison in Rome, and so he was right to call himself a prisoner, and was imprisoned not for other purpose but for the sake of the gospel. And so he preferred to call himself prisoner and to appeal to Philemon with all his heart. It's one thing to just say something on the surface, but it's another to speak from the bottom of your heart with love and care. May we always have that love in our hearts and see everybody as useful and not useless. May we find a place of love in our hearts. May we always plead for others who are in trouble. May we always find in our hearts a place for acceptance, a place to help others, especially when they are in difficulties. May we as believers care for those who are spiritually weak or who are still children spiritually. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the next session. May we pray. Thank you, Lord, because of your word which has spoken to us today strongly. May you help us to apply it in the right places for the right purpose. For this we pray in Jesus' name.